This is the Peace Building with Dr. Pollock Show. You too can be a caller on our show to get free coaching and advice on a workplace conflict you're experiencing. Email us at podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Now let's take a caller. Troy, welcome to the show. How can I help you today?
Hey, so I've been working at the company I'm currently at for almost 3 years and have never gotten a raise. I've brought it up a couple of times to my boss, who is also the CEO of the company, and he has this very weird reaction. He like freaks out that I'm asking him for a raise, and like, how could you surprise me? And he says, you know, why aren't you talking to HR? And then when I go to talk to the HR girl, she always says, oh, we can't do a raise. It's not the right time. And so I feel like I'm getting BS from both sides. One, like, I feel like they're both just, you know, using the other to kind of like, you know, not give me a raise. And so I kind of feel like I'm at a dead end here. My boss won't even talk to me about it. And then HR gives me all this BS. So would love to get your advice and help on how to get a raise.
Yeah. Sounds like 3 years. Sounds like it's about time. Let me ask you this. Is the money right now that you're making under what you should be paid for what you're doing?
I believe so. Average that I looked at, you know, on Glassdoor is much higher. This company kind of functions like a startup. So when I even started, I was actually hourly for like the first 6 months and then got put on salary. So they kind of always have kept salaries low, I think. But yeah, after 3 years, I definitely, you know, I'm not asking for $100,000. I'm asking for a, you know, a small bump. And so it's almost like offensive, it feels like. So yeah.
Yeah, you need to know that, number one, you need to feel like you're growing. You need to see your career path and where you're headed, number one. And number two, you need to feel like you're valued by the company, you know. You've put in a lot of time there. You're doing hopefully good work. So let's say the money were right. Do you like the job?
Yeah. Yeah. The workplace can be a little toxic, but I actually like the work I'm doing. It's kind of a client service kind of sales role. So I'm talking to people, helping people. And I really like that. So yeah, if the money was right, I would stay.
If you knew what the plan was, or if you had some idea of like, I'm going to get a raise every this many, you know, once a year or twice every 2 years, whatever that was, like if you had a plan that you understood that made sense to you financially, is it somewhere that you could see yourself staying and growing with?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if there was like some set plan that, you know, I didn't have this kind of weird, you know, you know, they make me feel guilty for even bringing up a raise. Yeah, that would be very helpful.
And your boss is the CEO. Let's put aside the financial discussion. What kind of relationship outside of that do you have with your boss? Is it a friendly relationship? You have good rapport?
Yeah, so that's the weird, even weirder thing about it is that he's very, other than the salary discussion, he's very, you know, open door, like talk to me, like, you know, again, it's almost like a startup. So like, he's the CEO, but he's also my direct report, right? Like I have a weekly meeting with him, you know, he called me 6 times yesterday. So there is a very open line of communication, which makes it even stranger when I do bring it up and he like has this visceral reaction that I'm like, you know, cutting off his arm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I know CEOs, especially of small businesses that act like startups. I mean, money is tight almost always. Right. And so it can feel very threatening to him to have to like contemplate having to pay people more. I understand that side of it, but it's also really important for you to feel like you're growing in a company and that you're valued by that company. By the way, do you work in the same location or are you guys remote?
Same location.
Okay. Any opportunity to grab lunch with him one of these days?
You know, I've never asked him for lunch.
Okay. Would it be feasible to say, hey, we'd love to grab lunch. I got a couple of things I'd love to get your opinion on, advice on, that kind of thing?
I could definitely ask. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because it sounds like you have a decent rapport with him. It sounds like he's open door as long as it's not about finances. If you could get out of the office setting for a second and let maybe he, you know, have his guard down a little bit so he just feels like you're two human beings having lunch and maybe friendly, I would start the conversation just asking him, like, how do you feel like I'm doing? Do you see me staying here for a while? I mean, do you feel like I have a future here? Do you think I'm a, you know, good team member? Do you have any ideas of where you'd like to see me go here? And just get his thoughts. And like, and maybe he's thought about it, maybe he hasn't, you know? I'd open it up that way and ask him what he thinks. And then I would merge it over to your idea and say something to the effects of that what you and I just talked about, which was, I really like working here. I think you're a really good boss. I like what I do. I could see myself staying here and growing. I'm curious from your perspective, how do you think, if I want to stay here and I want to grow in this way, how does that look financially? Because I do need at some point to start making money. And I know this has been a difficult conversation in the past, and I'm not asking you for a raise right here, right now, but I'm asking you for some help understanding the vision. Like, can you help me understand the vision for my career here? What does it look like? Do you think I get a raise in a year, or do you, or is it not time-based? Is it performance-based, or is it company performance-based? Sometimes it's like, hey, if the company reaches X amount of dollars in revenue, then everyone gets raises, or then I can, my department gets a raise or something. So can you please just help me find a way to understand the vision for my career here? I really want to understand that and see if that conversation opens him up a little bit more. What do you think about that?
Actually sounds pretty good. Yeah, no, that sounds great. Like I said, I hadn't thought of, you know, a lunch and getting out of the office. And, you know, I had presented to the HR lady, you know, a kind of, you know, financial plan in terms of the raises that I wanted before. But I definitely hadn't gone at it like this angle of like my career and, you know, the vision for it. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to giving that a try.
Okay. Let him know that you're thinking long term here. You're not thinking of like, hey, I want the quick cash. What are you going to pay me tomorrow? You're thinking long term. You're investing your time and effort into this company. You want to help him grow this company. You want the company and him to be successful. You're trying to give him as much agency in this process as possible by telling him what you see and what you envision and letting him answer as to what he sees as the vision for your career. Instead of just saying, hey, here's what I like. You're saying, hey, what do you think is reasonable? What would you like to see? So anytime you have these like difficult conversations, the more control and agency you can give the other person, the easier the conversation will be.
I love it. Yeah. No, I'll definitely give it a try.
Okay, cool. So let me just outline what we've come up with here. Step one, we're going to ask your boss to lunch. If not lunch, then you could just have a meeting, but somehow have just an informal conversation. Number two, you're going to open the conversation up by asking him what he sees for your career there, you know, what he values in you and what he would like to see from you over the next few years. Then number three is you open that up to what you see for yourself, how much you value being there, where you could see yourself growing here. And then number four, last step is opening that up. What does that look like financially? Like, can you help me create a vision for what that looks like? Is it based on company performance? Is it based on my performance? Is it based on some time period? Just so I understand the vision for your and my relationship. So those are the four steps we've outlined. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great. Sounds
all
great.
Right. All right, cool. Well, see how it works. And if you want, give us a call back. Let us know how it works and we can help you further.
I love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Troa. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Peace Building with Dr. Pollock show. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more workplace conflict advice. Share on social media if you think your friends and colleagues would benefit from this episode. And if you have a workplace conflict and want to be a caller on our show for free coaching and advice, please email podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Thanks.